I don't like white frogs. Bunch of kids in a white skate.
We used to
You
skate.
do that? You?
Lots of us used to skate.
Skate, yeah. We used to skate a lot too, and it was fun. It was just like everybody would get out and just takes me a minute to get it set. Just like this is the part that drives me nuts.
Well, I wonder who made you that.
Yeah, it's pretty. I wonder. Not so much in our face here, so we can get the little girls too.
Well, they're not here yet.
No, they're not. They come a little bit later.
Oh.
So, just a little too high. He was telling me a good story about a six-legged bear. Have you heard that story?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was telling him I wanted an animal story, so.
Mine warmed up fast outside.
Yeah.
20 degrees now. This morning was 10 below.
Yeah. It was so cold. Okay. I was wondering if we could go ahead and do the... You could tell me the story about the six-legged bear?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Just go ahead and...
No.
Yeah, we could do that now while we're waiting. And then I could just record it. Is that okay? Yeah. Let me see. Thanks, JP. Okay. I'll let you tell me. You can tell me about where you saw the bear, the Tagukak with six legs. Yeah. So how old were you when you saw that bear? Do you remember? Was it a long time ago?
Person was to be staying on the beach.
Oh, okay.
Marina Beach.
Uh-huh.
Be staying away for fish. Come across the beach where I could reach them around and pull them ashore.
Uh-huh.
And catch them. The boat, no boat, no fish. Not even a board.
Yeah. Wow.
No.
You had to be strong.
Yeah. And then, well, that was our way of catching fish.
Uh-huh.
Then, them days on what the earth was. 30s, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And 30s.
In the 30s.
I don't remember what the
earth. Yeah, yeah.
But we did every summer. The tender, big tender, or story, skiff, and we go to the place where we're going to be all summer long, catch fish that way.
Uh-huh.
No persaining, no boat, not. Tender or a boat, because there's boats down there. Make holes any place the fish shows.
Uh-huh.
They make a hole around it and catch it. You call it person, not the BJ person.
Uh-huh.
The person rings up together and like this, and the bag of fish is in it.
Uh-huh.
Then we put it on the boat, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, because we fished there, be saying before, we were fishing per se then, per se.
Okay.
I had a little boat of my own. I got from a company, Kayak Fishers Company.
Uh-huh.
And excuse me, my driver, I'm doing it.
That's okay. It's okay.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you just do that. It's fine.
Yeah, and then, well, since we look for fish, we want to mother in a beach to look if there's any fish to catch. When there stopped, there was quite a bit of fish, but there was markers, game fishers markers.
Uh-huh.
They were inside that.
Oh, so you couldn't.
I figured, well, it's high tide. When the tide backs out, the fish will go along with it and come along the shore. You know, the fish belongs to the creek, but they back out, see,
uh-huh.
When the tide goes out.
Okay.
Some of it, not all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we decided it was not a day like today. Summertime in June.
Uh-huh.
And I told my partners, Grinka was my partner, Lawrence looking.
Uh-huh.
And Grinka, three of us. And I decided to wait for the tide goes out. Maybe a fish will come along, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'll haul some if they do come up. If they don't, well, we wait anyhow. So it was nice day, calm, sun, warm, and it ran quite a bit, you know, from home to Marina Beach, which was danger, the anchor. Grinka was cooking soup, uh-huh. You know, corned beef or something, a soup anyhow. And we stopped there, and it was too hot, and then cabin. Too hot. I went out with Thurn and started eating my soup, hot soup. I look, oh, it was not such calm weather. No game. But there was pile of wood, you know, from weather,
mm-hmm.
Pile of wood. Along the beach, in the corner. I look pretty soon. I didn't pay attention. I not to see. Anyhow, we went there to wait for the fish to back out. While I was eating, I look. Oh, what I see is a big bear right next to us. Right next to us. Well, he went up way already. I never paid attention, you know. I never looked for bear or nothing. Just good day, that's all. Relax and eat my soup. And I had binoculars all the time by me, sitting, you know.
Yeah.
I look, oh, a bear with a cubs.
You thought it was a bear with cubs?
To my eyes.
Yeah.
I look on the hillside like that. We were out here. Look, no brush, nothing. But something was walking by. I saw a cubs. Bear with a cubs, you know.
Uh-huh.
I told Lawrence he was in the cabin eating his chow, I guess. And I bring my binoculars, Lawrence. Bring my binoculars. So he brought them on. I see a bear out there. I guess it's a cub alongside of it. I look. No cup is alongside of it. I look again. I gave the Lord, there's no cup alongside the bear. So, Lord, you want me to look. Yeah, the bear have chicken legs. And I look, sure enough, no cup around. Them two bear legs look like bear alongside, you know.
Yeah.
Huh. Small one.
Yeah.
The one that, there was one bear with a six paws, two pair of paws, and hind.
You must have thought you were seeing things.
And Gringo come out, and he looked, the three of us.
Yeah.
Wow. That's chicken bear, a six-legged bear.
Yeah. That's something.
He mowed around slowly up the hill and back he went behind the hill. And one time, Lauren was feeling good, you know, drinking. He knocked the door off there and said, John, I bet you that people won't believe us if we saw a six-legged bear.
Yeah,
that's really, believe it or not.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I told them, they'll never believe us anyhow. No use talk about it.
Yeah.
No use.
Yeah.
Well, animals are different sometimes, there is a six-legged bear, but rare somebody spotted like that with a six-legged bear, but that was true story.
Yeah. Better to catch fish with. I could catch more fish with those.
I guess so.
Was it a
the other bears are scared of them too.
I bet you they were.
The two pair of paws, you know.
Yeah, like.
Boy, you know how to work them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Was it a pretty big bear? Was it a big bear? Or?
Big bear.
Big.
Big one.
Wow.
Big, long bear.
Huh.
Back was like a horse.
Oh, feet. Huh.
Yeah, it was a long bear. You know.
Yeah. Huh.
And.
That's amazing.
So that's the day of that story.
That's a good story.
Yeah. And, well, three witnesses is true.
Yeah, there you go.
Not one. Not a flying object, you know.
Yeah, UFO. Yeah.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
That's true, I believe.
Yeah.
There's something on there we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
No, we don't. Uh-uh.
God only knows.
Yeah, that's true.
Visit the Earth. Visitor.
Yeah.
From the other planet, you know.
Yeah. Now, when you were fishing, did you ever have trouble with whales or have any good whale stories from fishing since you were out there? Did the whales around come by when you were fishing and getting your net?
He did go back up. So we left for another place like that.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
I was wondering.
I'll tell you another story.
Okay.
About Danger Bay.
Okay.
Danger Bay.
Uh-huh.
You got you. That's at the end of that story.
Okay.
I told you.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Danger Bay used to be called Seal Bay.
Oh.
The only place they go after seal. The Americans. Uh-huh. Rockers, you know, for seal.
Uh-huh.
The others call it Seal Bay.
Seal Bay. Is Juwick?
Is Juwick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have more items than I have.
No. I uchichla.
You learn, don't forget.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow. I used to listen to old people when they're little phonic. Stepdad, mom married a man from there, Chernikov, Grigori. And every once in a while, he goes there to a little, from a phonic to a little phonic to check on the dad, you know, his dad, and it's just this man's sister. Unina.
I remember her.
Yeah. But anyhow, sometimes the old man have a little keg of homebrew. And they'd be drinking and tell stories. And I didn't talk much in Irish, you know. But they were speaking people. And I said, well, kid, you know, I didn't drink. And my listening call, I get to my head all the time. And then they said, from Seal Bay, his name then, when Russian bought Alaska, guy by the name Kazakov.
Okay.
Homestead there, but Barbara, I guess. So they named it Kazakov Bay.
Oh, okay.
Russian
name.
Yeah. And then the Yakushev, they're little phonetic. Before there is dry fish, lots of fish. For winter, dye them up, you know, and sometimes the creek will produce many fish to feed all the people, little folk deck. You go elsewhere and look for fish, and nowhere. So they went to Kazakov Bay, Seal Bay, Zulik. And that man, Yakushev, wife, and the man stayed with them. They took off and went fishing.
Someone's at the door. Hello, come on in. You ready to come in? I'll close the door real quick behind you so we don't make it cold for him. There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Just telling you. You're gay.
Were you here before?
Yeah.
Oh. You had a call.
Yeah.
Hello. I divorced you about you because I was telling you how big you're going to be. Like I promise the woman you mean American president.
Hi, JT.
Yeah.
Jamai.
I'm going to keep one of you by the camera if I can, so you can learn to keep an eye on this, and then one of you can visit. He was telling me a story. You want to finish your story about Danger Bay?
Yeah, you shut it off.
Yeah, I did, yeah. You could finish that story. Yeah, why don't we finish that Danger Bay story and then...
Oh, yeah, we were in Danger Bay.
Yeah.
How it become a Danger Bay?
Yes.
First it was Seal Bay.
Seal Bay.
Kazakov Bay.
Kazakov.
Danger Bay.
Danger Bay, okay.
Yeah, we are in Danger Bay Park.
Yes, we are.
So, well, they went to the creek. They were main creek quite a big up, you know. And they were getting fish for the winter use, you know, dry them up. So they went there, and they spotted a bear come down from opening there, big flat place. Bear walking down, had a long tail.
Oh, really? A tail?
And the fish started backing off. They say in the story, fish backing off. I guess it's some kind of a devil, maybe.
Scared the fish.
Because fish, why would they back out?
Huh.
Why would they back out? They knew something is evil coming down. So they watched and saw that long-tailed bear. And they rushed out from the place where they were catching fish, went to the by dock, I guess they call it, kayak. And they told the home when they got home, don't go there because the strange animal there, strange one. With long, very long tail. So it's dangerous to go there. That's why it's called Danger Bay.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. That's a good story. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I remember it, so when we get back, I'll help you write it up.
Yeah, I will take your cup.
That's a boy or girl?
Girl.
Hey, JP. JP, see?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, that's not the boy I was talking to.
No.
Do you feel confident about that one?
I'm going to back up so I can see Katie, too.
And not, did your family go to church? But when your family went to church, what were church gathering about? Do you remember what to do, Sierra?
Kind of.
Okay.
I'm trying to fill the...
Fill the frame?
But I'm trying to get Katie in there, too, so I'm just...
Let me sit out of the frame here.
Back off. And once I... If I decide to go close in again, you know, then I'm going to have to crank it up. So, there we go. But this way. You tell me, what do you think? Are we straight? Go ahead, Katie. You go right ahead. I'm ready.
When you went to church, what was the church gatherings like? When you went to church, what were the church gatherings like?
She was wondering, what is it like when you went to church? What was it like when you went to church? A gaelic.
I have all it. I wanted to go. See, my mom was looking Bethel, and she was doing housework at Bethel's family. Housework, a bunch of girls, you know, their children. So I started going to school there. And I guess her name was Mrs. Coco, was my beginner teacher. And, well, I went to school, but, well, I don't remember how old I was, five, maybe. And then I got along good, play with children as we grew up. Play ball, like I do nowadays, but we had different games, you know. And two-sided village. One Creole side, Creole side. Well, I know sometimes, well, I became an Irishman. If you know sometimes, the boys start picking on me all the time. And the girl, bigger and bigger. About that size, you know, they start beating me up. Beating me up. Yeah. The bigger one hold my arm against the wall at school. And they step on my legs, try to kick. And this, my side hit me all on my face, but me up, but my lip, normally, they were terrible. Yeah. I don't do anything to them, just because I do self-side, yeah. So, therefore, I wonder if that, and I went to school. Well, going to school every day, school age. I didn't play with them because they beat me up, you know. I stood and watched. And gang of them decided what to do with me. So you walk in with me on, you know, I don't know what they called me, but anyhow, the bigger one, boys, you know, they took my arm, like crucified, and yeah, the smaller one hit me, my side, and you. Well, there's a time, the bell will ring, we run back to the school, and I'll be the last one to go in there, but blood, you know. School teacher won't say nothing, we're gonna wash your face. No running water, I'm busy, you know. No running water. Can't water the bucket. And when you want to wash your hands or something, you have a basin, you know. I wash my face. Go in the school, sit down my desk where I belong. If the school teacher would ask who did it, no. They took other side part, you know. I have done side part, I know where we were from. Two minutes, I guess, after wild man. So, therefore, well, took my fluid gone, and it touched me. I was skinny and poor body, you know. I laid in the bed, and two fellas knocked the door and come in. Oh, great big man, big. About that, why you get soldiers? Big policeman, big marshal, Kodiak. Him and the school board of the school territorial school, not the public, not like a city school. Territorial school before was in this Alaska State, you know. They called there's a lot of school. But anyhow, if you don't come to school, he promised, they'll have to put you in jail. And they warned me. So they wanted to, I'll come to school. I didn't after the day. I was third grade. I couldn't finish my first because trouble was when I grew up a little bigger, stepdad, they used me for rolling help, rolling road examination. And I miss school days, and that's how I'm dumb. You know.
Oh, you're not.
No. I have schooled. Well, I passed third grade, but I couldn't pass the fourth because of trouble. Oh, them were the days.
Yeah.
JP, did people get sick with the flu? Did the flu kill people?
Yeah.
Well, it killed people?
Well, it's diseases that go, not like today.
Not like today, right.
Today, same thing. But newer diseases nowadays. Yeah. New ones. Like cancer, like heart attack or something. Before, people didn't have that disease. They die of some sickness, you know, I don't know what. But anyhow, that was we have, maybe it was cancer, but
you didn't know.
No doctor to explain it. Maybe lots of things are different from that time to nowadays.
Yeah.
They're finding out more and more new diseases.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the way the doctor was, they diagnosed you.
Yeah.
By them with the hand. Mm-hmm. With the hand like that.
Mm-hmm.
One time when I was a boy, about maybe that big. Well, we had nothing to put, no toys, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We had to make a way of enjoying ourselves and play as a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. There used to be milk in cans.
Mm-hmm.
48 cans of wooden buck.
Mm-hmm.
Wooden buck. Not cardboard boxes like today.
Yeah.
And, well, I was a kid, you know, thinking nothing of it. And Mom had wood buck. Put it, what's up, Dan? Make a little. She wasn't married, you see. She left her husband, and she took care of us kids. Mm-hmm. And I went there, and I decided to make a little sack, you know. And high enough, I covered up, and the bus dropped down, and me on top. Oh. And I punched my rib in,
from the box.
It was crooked, like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Mom didn't know I was suffering. Mom didn't know what to do. Oh, I was broken, I guess. It wasn't broken. But anyhow, there was a man I seen before, a kid, you know, Snoopy, that man looked like he eat me up.
Oh, the dentist?
Possibly his ear or like that.
Oh,
no, Mom, I said, don't call him, he's going to eat me up. If you want to get well, I gave up. I better listen to what Mama says, you know. And he called for that old guy, old man. Oh, he come to the door. Oh.
Uh-oh,
I was scared. But his mom told me he wouldn't hurt you or nothing, But anyhow, I come to help you. I didn't know what was wrong. Mom said my rib was punching. I must have hit one of them square boxes, you know, and hit here. So I'm laying on the bed, like that patient showed, I guess, he lied me down. And he put his surgery on first, his hand, he found where he was wrong, something wrong. He held it for about 3 hours, again. 3 hours, and no more pain. He made with his hand, he made pull it back.
Maybe.
That's the way he's acted before. Amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing.
Just a hand.
Just a hand.
I wasn't scared of the old man because he wasn't harmless, you know.
Yeah.
He looked ugly. To me.
Yeah.
Everyone ugly. No one was a pretty angel. Yeah.
Well, Sierra, do you want to come over and ask a question now?
Sure.
Good note taking,
Dave. Hey, used to use lances, you know. You know what lances?
Lances?
Little knife.
Lance.
Oh.
I had a backache here. Mm-hmm. Backache. Oh, my back is too. A young man, you know, young man, becoming a man, every time I work, it used to bother me, back, spine. And therefore, guy I was hunting with, he told me, I'll fix that for you, I'll fix your back. Bothered me all the time. And, well, he said, I lanced it.
Yeah.
Poke it with knife. Little knife was dead long, you know, poke with. So he waits for weather, fine weather. Not damp or anything. So one morning he came, had his tools. They used to use young bull's horn, all by the long, you know. Cut and cleaned and top part. Cut a little bit of when they suck, where they cut, you know, suck it first, and all the air in there.
Wow.
All the air in that horn in.
Yeah.
And when you let go like this, then you lose the air and have a plate under the wound, you know. Mm-hmm. Have a plate. He said, I couldn't get much blood out of your body, scared. Your how do you call it?
Shock?
Nerves or something.
Nervous.
I'm scared. You're scared of somebody going come in, knife in.
I would be too. Tensed up.
You're scared. Why your body's scared?
Yeah.
So, well, he had to give up. After that, no more. Back kick. No more.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just a horn. Huh?
Yeah.
Uncle Willie used to have that
section. They used a little horn. I called it a buzzer-checker's horn. Well, I had to check it. You know, when it hurts, they had to check the blood off.
Wow.
Well, you're trying to spawn that.
Yeah.
I used to have a horn that was all wrapped. The stuff he used. What is that?
I don't know.
I heard Sergei have them kind of tool. Sergei Sharjin?
Yeah.
He got them of them. The old lady was a doctor. Them kind of deals, you know. He knew how to do it. You guys know how to do it.
Yeah.
Sergei had them too. Yeah. Yeah, see what they look like.
Could we take a picture of it? You said, who has it?
Well, we don't know. He said Sergei up here.
But you said you have a set, right?
No.
He raped two my uncles.
I was wondering if Candace found it.
I don't know. I'll ask her.
Maybe we could contact Sergei sometime. When the kids called, he, for an interview, he told them no. So maybe if somebody could intervene. Okay, what question do you have?
They were saying it would be nice to see what one looked like, and they were wondering where they could see one.
The wall.
No. To see the horn, you know, that you were talking about, that's what they were talking about.
You can ask him about recording.
Oh, you guys go to school now.
I could ask him about music.
She's got a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, music, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of music did you listen to? What kind of music did you listen to when you were younger?
Music. Uh-huh. Music. Guitar, what my time? Guitar, accordion, banjo, violin, ukulele.
Ukulele, Avia. Do you know what a ukulele is? It's a teeny little guitar.
We didn't have drums. We got our own, you know.
Make a bass.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Betty told us about that.
Yeah.
He used to play a, what do you call it? Banjo.
That's what he just said.
Yeah.
Violin, banjo.
Ask them where did they dance? How often did they dance?
Where did you guys dance at? Where did you dance?
Dance?
Uh-huh.
The hall there used to be a salon. Salon de Bees.
Wow.
Before they called the liquor, remember? They called the liquor, depression time,
depression time.
Dirty, I guess. What is
moonshine? I don't know.
They made the moonshine boy like then.
Oh.
Because the salon was closed, no more drink.
Right. Prohibition.
Yeah. Was the bar over there in a Fulinac.
Oh.
It was a big old building. That's why I used that. We danced there and had a place for a musician play and crowd dance and white girl. Young ladies. Everyone had fun. Even old ladies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got along fine. Have lots of fun. Dancing is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. You dance and you dance.
When I was little, no. Because my church said no. But now I dance. Yeah, now.
Yeah. You didn't go old. You weren't old when you were born.
When I was
you had grown up with the youngster. Mm-hmm. He like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You were young one time.
I was young one time.
Is he? Mm-hmm. She was young one like you.
Yeah. I had a ponytail too. What else do you want to show me?
How many more? Let you go in the right.
Well, ask them about Valentine's and courting. So,
to say, how do people court each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. How did people court each other?
Huh.
How did people court each other?
Like dating.
How we what?
Dating or courting, you know.
Oh, that one. That?
How?
How?
Yeah, did
like
they?
I do now.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Boy and girl, boy and girl, yeah. Boy and girl. Yeah.
And they go to dances and, okay.
Becomes like they married him. Yeah.
Okay, stop. That's the way they get go. Married, that's enough. They get married, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. What else we got?
What were weddings like? What were weddings like?
Wedding?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wedding.
Like? They call the priest after they get a marriage license from judge. Mm-hmm. Go to the priest, marry in church.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody came, do you remember the weddings in the Fognet? Like everybody was there.
Oh, yeah. So what we're going to be doing in 2 weeks. Just read the question.
Okay. What plants did you use for foods when you were a child?
What food?
Plants. What plants did you use for food?
For food, wait. What do you mean? Is that what you mean?
To make tea, you know, plants out there. Like, what would you pick out there? Berries and. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Plants, like the plants that grow outside, what did you use for food when you were cooking your fish?
Berries, you
mean? Mm-hmm. Berries, or pushki, or petrushki, or things. What did you use for?
Well, we had pushki. Pushki is wild celery.
Wild celery.
Oh.
Wild celery. What do you know? Danger one. Then you want, you know, the flower,
yeah.
Flower.
Uh-huh.
The old one with the flower, we call it a female.
Okay.
leaf. What do you call
stem?
Stem.
Stem. And that's the one you ate. Do you remember?
And then we use Malina. Malina. The two white, yellow one and the red. Red one, Barovsky. Barovsky, that's going to Barovsky, they call it. And blueberry trees, and blackberries. On the ground, use a berry picker like this, and go below the like this, instead of picking them with the finger, go like this. And came home. Home came when you get home. Yeah, and all we had. Sour, high-bush cranberry, that sour one.
Yeah, Kalina.
You know, one time, my stepdad, he was from there, I used to have torso on the top. So I knew I used to have his trombone, but it's... that don't help. So he said, I'll fix you. I'll fix you. And he went after the sour berry, humble berry, not the berry, but the stem. And the bark, he scraped it. Scraped it, the bark. It's okay, but... a little stem sour, and he boiled the sours off and let me gargle my throat with that. Or you could swallow the animal. You can't poison yourself. You can't. It's a food. Yeah. Food, you know. So, no more. Sure. No more.
Looks good, I've heard that.
Look at that. Person who think it's such a good, because it's sour. They take all that saliva off your throat. You know, what causes the torso.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Did you know it?
Yes, yeah, I did.
That's the best medicine for sore throat.
It is the best, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
All the berries are good too. They're sour.
But they're good. Yeah. And they're good on,
together. That's a good medicine. I believe it because that will fix my sore throat. Every time because a little flu or something, or sickness on your body, you have sore throat, cough, and like a flu, you know. So, I don't get that anymore.
Yeah.
I know what this is.
Yeah.
Maybe that good medicine needed. Never know what's good for your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never know. Doctors only know. Doctors. They make his medicine, you know, pills, all different kinds. But then, as much as they knew, they used.
Yeah. Do you remember using salmonberry roots? Make a tea? No? Salmonberry, the roots? You know, you have the stem and down here, the roots growing.
Oh, it, root?
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't remember using that?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't.
Yeah. I heard for salmon poisoning once. I don't know.
Diarrhea.
And
they used to, them. Bush, sometimes it has a bit stinging. How do you call it?
Devil's Club. Devil's Club.
No.
No.
Nettles.
Nettles. Oh, nettles. Yeah. Nettles.
Oh, cayenne. Yeah. Let's just say Ukayana.
Ukayana.
Good on you. On your girl.
Yes, we're almost out, you know, and our time is almost
out. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oop, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to go.
Time to go.
Okay, we have to go. Yeah.
But that was, thank you, that was very good. We got to go back to school.
Yeah, I'm old. You could have passed your grades. Now you can't, because you waste your time. On this
old
man, you
know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I like this.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not talking for nothing. You know, I'm talking how we used to live with what. You know what the government there is? The roots of the. Big leaves, how you call them?
Oh, the roots of the big devil's leaves. Too.
They were pine apple.
Yeah. Pine.
How do you call them? Big leaves.
But that's the devil's
club,
isn't it? Big leaves?
They go here and there.
Yeah. Are they pokey? Are they?
No, no? Not pokey.
Not, Devil's Club. Devil's Club?
No! They make pie now.
Oh, pie.
The jaggers on raspberries, maybe? Mm-hmm. Did it poke you?
Big leaves.
Wow.
It makes pie.
What is it?
Not rhubarb.
It's a
rhubarb.
Oh, rhubarb! That's what it is, rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
And the roots is good for diarrhea.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. We did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Brain arm no good. You find out when you get old. You find out when you get to my age, but then you'll be like this. No, that was it.
Thank you, JP. Thank you.
Thank you, JP.
What I remember when you were young.
You remember?
I remember when you were young, too.
I was young, too.
Second person. Her.
We all get changed. We all get old, die, and new ones come up like you guys. Take over. Your 1 kilo. Go like this. New ones come up. Your 1 go. New ones come up. All 1 go.
Yeah. Come on and go.
Thank you.
It's fun to be with you.
It is fun. It's fun for them too. Yeah.
Come again someday.
Okay. Yeah.
When?
Next Friday, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
When that school over.
Yeah. It's a good time for them.
Bring them too.
Oh, come again. Yeah. Come visit on our own time. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Thanks. JP.
Okay. Thank I'll you. See you again.
Bye. See ya.
It's warm here. Yeah, it is. It feels nice and warm today. Very, very good. Gotta dress up and get warm again. Cold. Yeah. So, okay, well, thank you. We'll see you. We'll come visit you again. Mm-hmm. Okay? You take care. Good to see you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I'll see you when I'm back. When you come back.
Yes.
I'll see you. I'll let you write that right now.
There. And that way I can just record what we say. Mm-hmm. I could just that there. But I was going to ask you, like, octopus amiguk. Like, is that familiar?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Amiguk.
Okay, let me see if this will turn on. Okay, well, okay. Okay, so amiguk. And then I wasn't sure about mosquito. Mosquito.
Kamar.
Kamar.
Russian.
It's Russian? Okay.
Kamar.
Okay, is this familiar for Aleutic?
Aleutic. Migol.
Kiluk. Monkiluk. I'm not sure. Anyway, I just thought I would show you that one. But let's try this one. How about that one is familiar? Chiwak.
Chiwak.
For fly. And I forgot this one. Butterfly. Butterfly shakal. Shakonga duck. Shakal. Shakal. Duck. I'm not sure.
Butterfly.
Not familiar? Tricky one.
What we call it? Yelena Babochka.
Oh, and that's Russian. Babochka. That's good. Okay. And then this was Chiwak. Fly. Okay. Dragonfly. I don't know how to say it, but it's dragonfly. Russian word, maybe?
That used to be a name I knew. Dragonfly.
Yeah.
On the lake, you know, fly by the long.
Yes, yes.
Have a long wing.
Long wings. Wing. Pretty, they're pretty.
Like things like that.
Yeah, that's different. Well, this was like wasp.
What?
Or a hornet or wasp. Teyuk.
Teyuk is a.
Yeah, and this one is a.
Bullfly.
Right, and this is. Teyuk.
Teyuk.
Hornet?
Some kind of fly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, next to a bumblebee.
Yes.
What?
Is a hornet? Like a
hornet.
Okay, that's a hornet. Okay, and that's Teyuk. Okay. Kinguk. Bug.
Kinguk is a bug.
Just a bug, okay. And then bumblebee. Bumblebee is...
Ugutik.
Ugutik. Okay.
Is that Ugutik?
Yes, this is Ugutik. Ugutik.
Could be the below.
Oh, yes, it could. To me, yes.
Well, that's your explanation.
This is how they write it in Aleutic now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Aleutic way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand you.
I'm learning.
Why I look. Yeah. Not brown like me.
Yeah. It's interesting to me. I enjoy it. Daddy Long Legs.
Oh, I told
you about
them.
You told me about them, yeah. And Daddy Long Legs.
Shugunuk.
Shugunuk. Okay, here we go. This is Eguk.
Eguk, a dog.
Yeah. And then Kushkuk.
Cat.
Kushkok. Cat. Okay. Chuduchtulik.
I didn't know this.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
It was not.
How do you call it?
Chuduchtulik. Like long ears.
Oh.
Long ears, maybe. Is that what that means? I guess.
I didn't know them.
There was
no rabbit.
There were no rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were planted here by the time I didn't know how to call him, how to call her.
I think, I don't know if somebody made that name up for them, but Chuduk, Tulik. Maybe like long
who
ears.
Who named them?
I don't know. I don't know who did that, but that was my guess. Anyway, it was in the book.
Of course.
Okay, land daughter.
Is
that familiar? That's familiar. Okay. And then puffin. Do you remember word for puffin? This was in the dictionary. I don't know it. Kahiyak.
Puffin. That's a duck.
It's a seabird, big beak, orange, you know, black and white.
Them kind.
Tunungach. Okay, tunungach. Okay. I'll go find out. I'll learn how to... I think that's in this book. I think it's under sea parrot. I'm pretty sure. Sea parrot. Let me see. Yeah. Tunak. Okay. Got it. Okay. And sea urchin. A little spiny...
Uduk.
That's familiar.
Sea urchin.
Uduk. Okay. Sea otter. Achnak. Okay. Sea lion.
Weenak.
Familiar.
Out there... You could see the big fish there. How the animal. There's a few animals in there. I got a picture. Weenach.
Kadayak. Kadayak.
Seagull. Kadayak.
Kadayak. Magpie.
Khasayak.
Kalkayak. Raven. This is what it says in the book.
I am not. Chinook.
Okay, that's what
A big one.
Chinook. Okay, and then, so.
Kalangang Chut is a small one.
That's a crow.
Yeah.
Crow. Okay, so this should be Chinook. Okay, that should be Chinook. Okay. Duck. Shagulak. Okay. Bird. Just a little bird. Did you see it?
Bird?
Yeah. Shagul.
Bird of Kuljak. Huh? Kuljak.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting. Now, I have blue green. The color. Blue green. Chungashkak.
Blue, I don't know.
Okay, Chungashduk.
Chungashduk. It's green.
It is green. Okay, and then black.
Tangachduk.
Okay. White. This is Kadaskak. Kachkak. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm asking you. But white.
Kadaskak.
It is white.
White cup.
Oh.
Is that a cup?
I don't know if that's a cup. Cup? Chuskuk? No, it's maybe. That means white cup? I don't know. But this was in the dictionary. You know, this word come out, it came out of here. So I don't know, I'm not sure, you know. That's why I thought, I wanted to hear how you...
One thing only happened. I looked.
And some is different. Yeah. How about red?
Kawichtuk.
Okay. Oh, I was going to ask you, do you hear me? Nidachpanga?
Nidachpanga?
Ah. Azek.
Yes.
Azektuk. Okay. So.
Oh, you must got a few?
I made lots. I wanted to.
Can I pin there?
Yeah.
Are they all right now compared to me?
Yes. No, they're not all right because mosquito is Camaro. How do you say mosquito?
Camaro.
Okay, and then you said
some are
the same and some are different. Like raven was different.
Raven.
Kalngak
is bigger than the other.
And Kalngak is crow.
Kalngak too means a small bad bird.
Okay.
Kalngak
toot. Toot. Kalngak toot. Small bad bird.
Shinak is toot. Toot is a small.
Miktuk.
Shinak is a bigger.
Okay, I see.
Somebody asked me something about bigger Shinak. That's bigger. Shinak. Is a small. Item. Something.
You know. A little. Okay, well. I wanted to ask you those words. That's good. That was very good. And then if you have a story, how do I say tell me a story? Kulianwak story. Kulianwak chikamgan. I'm going to tell you a story. How do I say you're going to tell me or tell me a story? Okay, tell me a story or is that I'm going to tell you a story?
How do you start a story?
Yeah.
How do you start a story?
I'm going to tell you a story. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to learn that one. So, you got a story for me? Any story, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you got it on.
It's on now. Yeah, we're ready.
I don't care for me. Mean summer sun.
Kiakmi?
June month.
Oh, okay.
We fishing a horse, fishing time. And hardly any fish anywhere. So we kind of look around, you know, I know the creeks. Where the salmon creek, like Malina Bay, Lesnik, and Paramount, the rest of the stream there. So, from home, I figured. We take the thing first, and then there was nothing, hardly anything there. So figured we'll go to Malina Beach, looking around in a fine wonder of heart, human heart, fine wonder calm, with many of them about no hour. I may take the crook, it had a pond, I guess, where Seymour and down is a pond mill up there from the like this, you know. And a pretty good that pond, I look in there, but inside the marker, inside the fishing limits, you can hold up, you know. So we figure we'll wait a while. When the tide goes out, maybe some of that fish will come along the shore, you know. And then, went along the beach with nothing, no sign of fish. So I told my partners, Lawrence and Grinka, were fishing with me on the boat. I had like headed boat number five, them day, first boat, brand new though. So I told the boys, we'll anchor first in the corner end of the beach. What's calm, hot, and then you're running from home to there, and hot, you know. So we dropped anchor in the corner there. I said, Greg hollered, soup is on. Okay, pour myself in the bowl and when it's too hot in here. And you run, you know,
yeah,
it's cabin's hot. I sat on the sink, on the stair.
Hold it, your phone is ringing. Just a minute, I'll get it for you.
Hello,
JP's.
Okay, that's fine then. Yeah, that's okay, because we'll just keep doing, I'm here and I'll do what I'm doing, so it works out either way, so. Okay, bye. That was the kids at school.
Are you cold?
It was, I'm not cold, the teacher at school called. She's, the girls were going to come visit you, but they can't, they have a something they have to do, so they can't make it today. So she was just calling.
We don't need them.
That's okay. Yeah, that's what I told her, it's okay. yeah. So anyway, so it was hot, and you're eating your soup. It was hot, and you're eating your soup.
Oh, good, you reminded me.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, and I did tell you what's the story about. This story.
I think so, about the bear. Was this the bear story?
Yeah, I told you.
I think so, yeah. I was thinking it was the one about
but
the...
But anyhow...
That's a good story, though.
I don't mind telling you over.
Yeah, no, go ahead, finish, yeah. It's good.
But anyway, it was still hot there. Boy, I told him I wanted to go up there, eat my bowl of soup. And I went outside the seine in on the cook. I look around eating. Nothing. I didn't see anything. No game, nothing. So I kept on this here. Finally, I saw something move. I look a big bear. Look at a small one by one about half